It's another Money Monday with the University of Michigan Credit Union, and today we're going to present to you a new budgeting model. That's right, rent, car payments, gas, food, utilities, entertainment, all these different needs and wants can add up quickly, and we only have so much income, right? There are several different recommendations and techniques when it comes to budgeting, but an updated model is the 60-30-10 budgeting rule. So what's that? Well, with inflation and rising costs, this gives us a little more breathing room when it comes to paying for necessities. Joining us is Nicole Bernacek, financial education specialist at the University of Michigan Credit Union. She's going to share with us the new 60-30-10 rule. I like, though, in this description how we talk about the fact that these are needs and wants. Mm-hmm. Big difference there. Yep. We should always be cutting back on our wants, right?
It's hard, but
it is. But there are things that we need in life. We can't escape having to buy them. So having the money to do so is really important, like food, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is the new 60-30-10 budget rule, Nicole?
Yep, Lucianne. So it's an updated version if you've ever heard of the 50-30-20 budgeting rule. So with inflation, people are struggling to use that original rule where 50% of income would go toward needs. So housing, transportation, food, utilities, childcare costs, those are crazy high. And then 30% would go towards wants, so entertainment or fun things. And then the rest of the 20 would go towards savings and debt repayment. So that's kind of been the ideal standard since the early 2000s. But the updated rule allows for a bigger percentage of net income to go towards needs and then a little bit less towards the savings and debt repayment.
Wait a minute, though. It's interesting that the wants didn't change much. 30, mm-hmm. It stayed at 30% of your income.
Yeah.
While the saving part of this went down to 10%.
Right.
Don't you think we need to rein it in on our wants and, you know, just tough it out for a while and save more, given the fact that a lot of this is because people weren't prepared for this kind of inflation?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. I think that it's, you know, it's important to have those wants and those fun things still accounted for in your budget. So I think with this, it's more so geared for maybe people that are a little bit younger and they have more time to save. Like you said, though, if maybe someone's a little bit older, they are focusing more on retirement and investing or just savings in general, then maybe they can cut back a little bit more on wants and still keep that savings.
Besides younger people, who might this rule be a better fit for just overall?
Yep. So definitely younger people. And then also I would say people that live in a high cost of living state. So places like New York City or California, I see it all the time where people are spending 50-60% of their income on just housing. So that's going to make it a lot more difficult for them to stay within that original 50-30-20.
Well, and I would argue that housing all over has gone up tremendously. Yeah. And a lot of people are struggling with paying their rent.
Yeah.
It can be very difficult out there. So no matter where you live, we're going to take a look a little bit further into the 60-30-10 rule. What are some of the statistics showing about expenses and housing becoming more expensive?
Yeah, Lucianne, I don't mean to be depressing, but it's not looking too great. So the U.S. Census Bureau did a recent report, found that nearly half of all renter households, so that's about 21 million in the U.S., are living in what they call like a cost burden rental property. So that's when somebody's spending more than 30% of their income on housing. And then they have another category that's called severely cost burden households. That's when a household's spending more than 50% of their income on housing. And so in 2023, about 21.5 million renter households were under that category.
So homeowners spending more than 30% of their income on housing costs, how do they do it?
It's expensive too. So it's a little bit less compared to the renters. So about 18.8 million homeowners were spending more than that 30% of income on their housing costs. But homeowners insurance was definitely a factor with that. So that's a large cost, especially in certain states. And a decent amount of homeowners in that same year were paying $4,000 or more per year.
And I hate to tell everyone this, but insurance costs all across the country have gone up. But it does pay to shop around on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So that's something I recommend. Like every few years, I do that myself. I'll call different insurance companies, see if I can get the same coverage for a cheaper rate.
All right. What are some suggestions you have, Nicole, to help stay within the 60-30-10 guidelines, where 60% goes to your needs, like food and housing, 30% goes to your wants, like your entertainment, and 10% goes to saving, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So the insurance, like you mentioned, that's a great one. Auto renters, homeowners, shop around, or just call your existing provider. Same thing with like utilities, and see if they have any discounts. Because sometimes they may have something that they didn't have before, or they overlooked, and they might be able to give you a better price. Also, too, look at what percentage you're spending on that housing and transportation. Like, is there anything that you can make any changes to? Because that usually, those two expenses are usually our biggest expenses by far.
And also, what about those ancillary type things that we all need? Cell phones, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that.
Yep. So that's a great point. So with like, internet, TV, cell phone providers, call around, ask about discounts. Sometimes like I remember my parents, like even the current provider that they had some sort of promotion going on. So they didn't have to cancel. They had a contract at the time, but they were able to get the same, you know, coverage and texting for a lower price.
So you call and you say, I see you have this deal for newcomers. Can you extend it to me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm shopping around right now.
Yep.
And they get a little nervous. They don't want to lose you as a customer.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I do that. I used to have to do that with my internet all the time. And then finally they were like, okay, we have this deal where you're locked in for life at this price. So
our guest is Nicole Bernacek. She's financial education specialist at the University of Michigan Credit Union as we talk about a new budgeting model. It's the 60-30-10 rule. And let's talk a little bit more about the housing issue and transportation for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
When you are you know, trying to figure out your housing, are there other options for you? Because you're locked in usually, whether it's your mortgage or a rent. You might have a lease that takes you a year, 14 months, whatever it is. So you can't easily get out of it.
Right.
What are some other options you might have?
Yeah, that's exactly true, Lucienne. So it's not easy to get out of, you know, housing or transportation. We all need both of those. But I would say when it comes to like rent, or even if you own a home, maybe if you have the possibility of like a trusted family member or friend to move in as a roommate and maybe help from expenses, if you have the option to move, the good thing with renting is usually that lease is only a year. So hopefully, you know, you're not locked in for too long and you can see if you can get something cheaper. Or if you do own a home, you could always potentially look at refinancing, maybe get a better interest rate or extend out that term to get the payments down.
Yeah, but there are costs to refinancing, so you've got to weigh that as well,
right?
Those fees. And if you can find a place that can greatly reduce those, it might be worth your while.
Exactly.
Yeah, good point.
Definitely.
Well, let's look at that 10% now, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything you can do with your savings to help grow that more?
Absolutely. Yep. So you could consider, I'm a big fan of a high yield savings account. So those are usually associated with online financial institutions. So something to consider. You can't go in person to get your money or talk to somebody. So it is going to take a few days to transfer. But a lot of those right now are paying about, I would say, 3-4% interest, which is not going to be the same as investing your money, but there's also no risk.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of standard savings accounts, those are, you know, probably 0.5% or less.
And that's a high yield savings account or CD, certificate of deposit?
Yep. So the CD is another option that you can do with like a bank or a credit union. And that does tie up your money for a little bit. So you pick a term, usually anywhere from 6 months to 5 years. And you can't touch your money for that period of time. Otherwise, you get penalized. But you also, a lot of those are between 3-4% interest, so a lot higher than standard savings.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You just have to have that commitment and know your money's tied up for that amount of time. That
exactly.
You know. And I assume the longer program for that would give you more money?
That's a good point. So actually, that's what I would have thought too, but typically what I see is it's going to vary depending on the institution, but usually around 12 months usually has the highest rate, just because we don't know what the interest rates are going to be in 2, 3, 4 years.
Right.
So usually 12 months, I would say, has the highest.
So you really have to examine your budget on a regular basis and make those decisions and switch things out if needed.
Yeah, definitely. Try to get more bang for your buck if you can.
And, you know, when you work with people at University of Michigan Credit Union, the experts there can help keep you on top of this. Sit down and talk with them, right?
Yeah, definitely. So we do financial counseling. So myself and a lot of our staff are certified in that. And yeah, we're happy to meet with people individually, go over their budget, their debt, their credit. So any questions that they have, we can help out.
All right. You can find out more information online at umcu.org. That's umcu.org. You have one last point on here, and it was something I alluded to early on.
Yes.
So this is the 50-30-10 rule. And I was questioning why 30% stayed the same for those wants.
Mm-hmm.
Your last point?
Yep. So I did put on here to try to cut down wants or entertainment costs. And I know it's not easy. And even, you know, everything's gone up in price. So it's not easy to cut back on things that we enjoy. But if you have the ability to do that and maybe keep the needs at 50 and keep that savings up to the 20, I think that is definitely going to be more helpful in the long run. But, you know, do what you can, do the best that you can, and just try not to get too stressed out. It's not going to be a perfect percentage for everybody, but it's kind of a general guideline to make sure that you can afford everything.
Yeah, great ideas here from Nicole Bernacek, financial education specialist at UMCU. They give regular sessions virtually for free for anyone. You don't have to be a member of UMCU to take advantage of these. And you will walk away knowing so much. Different topics each month, right?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. We rotate them. Our homebuyer ed is a super popular one. I just did a couple on credit. We do them on identity theft and fraud, budgeting. So yeah, lots of different topics and they're a lot of fun.
All right. Go online to umcu.org and sign up today. Again, it's free and you don't have to be a UMCU member, but I hope you will be. I'll see you there because I'm a member. University of Michigan Credit Union, our Money Monday, along with Nicole Bernacek. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lucianne.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.